Gentlemen, so we are learning Yerideya, the halachos of Avelos, and what I want to touch on now are the dinim in Simin Shin Mem Dalet. They actually call it Shin Simin Shin Dalet Men because Shin Mem Dalet spells out something. A little bit. So what we're saying is, had you had the opportunity, you would have done more, right? If you're about tzedakah, you gave tzedakah. So zaktataz, what we're saying is that you would have done more tzedakah had you had a chance. That's what the taz is saying. Now, this is interesting on a certain level, which means the taz holds A, that there's an iser to lie, which is not so pashut. The Gemara in Ksubis on Yud Zayin, Peitza Meraktin Lefnei HaKala, Lachlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, you say Kala K'mo Shehi, you say Kala No'eva Chasuda. What does it mean that you say Kala No'eva Chasuda? Is that meaning that you say that it's a lie, that she might not be No'eva Chasuda? Are you lying? Or maybe the pshat is, and the Rishonim doesn't discuss this, the Ritva writes, that maybe Nova Chasuda means that everyone has something Nova Chasuda about them. Right? Meaning that you're not allowed to lie. But the other Mahalakha is that no, you're allowed to lie, Mipnei HaShalom. Right? The Gemara in Yevamos, where is it? Samach Daled. The Gemara says that Mutzal Shana is Mipnei HaShalom. And therefore, you're allowed to lie. Well, this is itself a problem. What does Mutzal Shana Mipnei HaShalom mean? The Gemara doesn't say mutar l'shaker, it says mutar l'shanos. The Aruch HaNer points out there in that Gemara that maybe it's usur to lie, and maybe the only heter is l'shanos, not l'shaker. And l'cha'ora, that would lead in the direction, the way I understand the Aruch HaNer, is that a little bit of a lie is okay. That's called a shinui. A lot of a lie, that's called a sheker. Now, if that's the case, it's mamish against what the Taz is saying. Because the Taz is maintaining that there is no difference between a little bit of a lie and a lot of a lie. So what's the kashdos? It seems to me that there's a machlokas between the Taz and the Aruch HaNer. I should point out also that Gemara in Yevamos, when by the Rabbi Daniel Feldman has a book called The Right and the Good. Which is about Mrs. Penel Machaveiro. So in that Sefer, he has a nice chapter called Honesty, the Best Policy, question mark, which is about whether it's mutter to lie or not. So the Sefer Yeredim, the Sefer Yerim, and the Sefer Charedim actually disagree about whether there's an iser to lie. The Sefer Yerim writes, in his opinion, when the Torah writes Midrash HaKetirchak, right, the Torah is really saying, when it comes to Dine Mamonis, I'm not allowed to lie. I can't lie on my tax forms. But outside of Dina Maminis, you're allowed to lie. Right? According to the Sefer Yerayim, there's zero iser to lie in a hesped. The only thing is, don't lie too much. If you lie too much, so people are going to say, you're not serious, you're not telling the truth, it's maflig b'devarim, etc. Just to finish the thought, one second. But the Sefer Charedim says, no, there's an iser to lie in general. Right, so the conversation over here is beginning. The Taz's question is predicated on the fact that he's assuming that there's some iser to lie, and the iser to lie is any amount of lying, even though it's not lying. The Dine Mamonis, this whole thing would be against the Sefer Yireya. Mr. Berkowitz, looks like you had a comment. I'm sorry, can you speak louder? Gnevus Das, yeah. So Gnevus Das also might only be by Dine Mamonis. Gnevus Das is a form of deception regarding Dine Mominus. There's some nice tshuvas by the name of Usher Weiss about people talk about the Shidduch crisis. So I think recently the Rosh Yeshiva, the Haredi yeshivas came out with like some etzes to mitigate the Shidduch crisis in terms of like guys should go to Eretz Yisrael like their third year Beis Medrash, and girls should wait a year after seminary before they start dating. Again, I don't know the whole parasha so well as to why these issues would solve the Shidduch crisis, but Rav Usher Weiss has a tshuva. It's in Chelek Aleph, page 203. Rav Usher Weiss says, one second, maybe you're allowed to lie in Shidduchim. Right? Sometimes they ask, is the person 30? So you say, no, not 30, 28. Right? So Rav Usher Weiss says, yeah, that's okay. Because if you know for sure that the person would be happy and like, ha, you know what? Like he got engaged to her and she's a little bit older than he is, ha. Right? So they'll be happy if it's the right type of shidduch. That's Rav Usher Weiss's Cheshbon. He writes also that it's like arbitrary. It's arbitrary. Like you don't want to go out with someone 30, you want to go out with someone 28. Like, that shouldn't matter. His basic hanacha, again, he doesn't get into the, so to speak, the under the hood of the sugya in terms of whether it's mutter to lie or usur to lie, is that on a certain level, it's mutter to lie if you know that it's just arbitrary, the reason why someone has a kepeda about this. Maybe that's the pshat in this din in Shulchan Aruch also. If it's just like an arbitrary reason, or maybe that's the pshat in the Taz, it's just like an arbitrary reason that the person didn't give a huge amount of tzedakah, but on a fundamental level, the person's like a generous person, and the person would have given more tzedakah had the person had the opportunity to do so. So perhaps that's going to be permitted. Maybe, again, he doesn't quote the Taz, he doesn't get into the whole sugya, but it seems that this would be the pshat. Again, if you'd ask me, I think you have to be absolutely straightforward and you shouldn't distort anything at all. And when it comes to Hespin, we say Mosifim ben Tzas, so what we have is the Taz's Mahalach. So far, so good. Let's go weiter. So when do you give a Hespin animal value? So when you do a levaya in the chapel, so you give a hesped when the nifter is there, the nifter's not yet buried. If you do a graveside service, so when do you do the hesped? So the there are some people, I've been to levayas where they would finish the kavura, and then it's like very hot outside or something, so they'd have everyone like gather under a tree and give the hespedim there. That's probably not proper. The Taz writes that the Yushami says that the mace is Yodeya Vishomea Kiluso Kimitoha Chalom, meaning that the nifter hears what you're saying, Ad Stimas Hagolo. Right now, that is a very important din in the sense of the idea of giving a hesped. We'll speak about a little bit whether hesped is Yakra Dechaya or Yakra Deshachvi. Is the hesped the kavod for the live person? Is the hesped the kavod for the dead person? The chor hesped yakra deshachvi would mean that the dead person takes a certain kavod. The dead person gets honor from the way you're being masped improperly. If that's the case, so you should be masped the person before stimas hagolo. You should be masped the person before the kavura is done, because at that point the person, so to speak, hears, and like the Lashon of the Taz and the Yerushalmi, hears Kimitocha Chalom, what you're saying. That seems to be the din. Now, who is chayiv in a hesped? Who's chayiv in the hesped? So it says in, it's not exactly clear exactly who's chayiv in the hesped. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that maybe the krovim are chayiv in the hesped. The pashtus in many svarim is that everyone is chayiv in the hesped. So the Badei HaShulchan on page 133 says, what does it mean that everybody's chayiv in the hesped? Obviously, that would be the longest funeral ever. No, I mean, people already complain sometimes levayas are too long. But if everyone is chayiv in the hesped, everyone present gets up and says something. Wow, right? So with five hours of Chiddush, and he tries to show against the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that only the krovim are chayiv in the hesped. Reb Feivel says no, but etzem everybody's chayiv in hesped. What that means is two things. One, you're chayiv to go and hear the hesed. Obviously, if you can. There's some kiyum in being present. Some of the achrayim say the same idea by a chuppah, that there's like a kiyum of simchas chasan and kala if you're at the chuppah. It's not just if you dance, etc., you get them into it. There's a chiyuv to be present. That chiyuv to be present probably means that it enhances the kavod of the chasan and the kala or the kavod of the nifter by having everyone there. Now, who's responsible to make sure that people are there? Who's responsible to find the best maspidim? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes it's on the family. The family, which probably means from five orates, the krovim who are chayiv to be misabel, they have a chiyuv to try to find the best maspidim. They have a chiyuv to try and locate the people who give a hesped in the best sort of way. If the family doesn't do it, so then the chiyuv is probably on everybody, that there's a chiyuv on everyone to make sure that someone gets a proper hesped. That seems to be the din. Let's go tighter. No? Is that a deoraisa? The din of Hesped? Is that deoraisa? Huh?
We learn from Avraham and Sarah.
So we learn from Avraham and Sarah, Yov Avraham was born the circle of Kosa. The Pashtus, even if it's not a mitzvah deoraisa, but there is an inyan deoraisa that you see from those psukim. In other words, when the Torah doesn't say you should do this, the Torah just reports that this is what happened. So that means that we want hesbedin to be given. It's a proper thing. It should be like Avraham Avinu. It should be like Sarah. You get an impression from that din that Avraham Avinu, the Baal, is chayiv b'kvuras ishto, and the Baal is chayiv to be masped. But that's how you get an impression. But Aruch HaShulchan is adding that all the krovim, it's the Baal has the first chiyuv, and then the krovim have the chiyuv afterwards. There's a dinim in Shulchan Aruch in terms of a katan who's mace. So if it's katan ben ha'aniyim, so you're masbid the katan when he's ben hamisha, ben ashirim, ben shisha. What's the difference between the ani and the ashir? So both the shach and the taz write that for the ani, the only thing he has in life is the fact that he has children. So therefore, it hurts more. So therefore, you have to be masbid for the ani, even if it's ben hey, because the hesped apparently takes away some of the tsar that the person has. This din sounds like hesped is for the family. More than that, it sounds like the goal of a hesped on some level is to take away some of the tsar that the family has. The B'nai Ha'aniyim, because the Ani has more tzar when the Ani lost a child of Mamusan, so therefore there's a chiyuv to be masked a ben Ha'ani at a younger age than there is a chiyuv than for a ben Ashir. There's a shaila about whether you say Tzidik HaDin and Kaddish for very young kids. The Mechaber writes, once you're over Lamed Yom, you say Tzidik HaDin and Kaddish. The Rambam writes, until you're Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't do it. It says in Shin Nun Gimel Se'ef Hey about the way you bury people, whether you bury them in a little bag, whether you bury them in a small coffin, etc., for children. So based on those dinim, the Rambam is saying, what's it called? That based on those dinim, so we only do tzedek hadin and kaddish when you're ben yud beis kodesh, which is when you're yotzei b'mita, when we put the kid in like some sort of coffin, as opposed to a younger child when it's yotzei b'gvus kama that we put them in like some sort of bag for the burial. So there's a machlokes mechaber and emor. That's the pashtus. The minig is, and the shach is interesting for the historians of the shach. The shach writes, "Ubekan kal kadosh lublin." The minig is that a ben lamed we are masbid. So, in terms of the shach's life and where the shach lived when, Right? So the Shach is born in 1621, dies in 1662. The Shach is born in Amichaslav, which is right near Vilna. And then during Hafatat, the Shach is running around everywhere, here, there, and yonder. So if you want to, again, I haven't done this. Someone in the doctoral dissertation, one of my plans in life used to be to write a dissertation on the Shach, but you can figure out where the Shach was at which point. He says over here, Bekan in Kal Kadesh Lublin. So they give, they do Tzidik HaDin and Kadesh, even for a Tino who is Lamed Yom, which sounds like the Mechaber against the Rambam. Sif Yud is very important. Question of whether Hesped is Yachr D'Chayi or Yachr D'Shachvi. So the Pashto says it's Yachr D'Shachvi. It's covered for the Nifter. That's what we spoke about, that the Nifter hears the words of the Hesped, as it were, at least in the Cholom, whatever the Taz is saying. So therefore, Misha Tziva Shelo Yaspeduhu Shomimlo. If he gives a tzivui that I don't want a hesped, so you listen to the person and you don't give a hesped. The Pesach Shuv over here has a whole discussion about, let's say the Gadol HaDor is tziva not to give a hesped. In Chabad, the minig is that they don't give hespedim to the rebbes. No, when we believe the rebbe died. Okay, right at the Rebbe's Levaya, no one gave a hesped. Like the only like emotional moment is they take the aron out and you hear like a gasp, like a thousands of people who are there. No hespedim. That's the practice in Chabad. Many communities, the practice is that they're maspid a gadol hadar when he's tziva. Despite the fact that he's Tziva Shalom HaSpido. And the Yehuda writes that they gave a Hesped to the Pnei Yehoshua. Because the Pnei Yehoshua is Rabban, Shokobane HaGola, his Torah is discussed everywhere. But the Yehuda says, I don't really know a Heter to go against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that a person says, Shalom HaSpido, you listen to the person. How come the practice developed by a Gadol Hadar? You don't listen to the person. The practice also, different Gedolim, there are various stories that they gave Hespedim, even though they were Tziva Shelola Hespido. That practice has happened. Where does this come from? So Tysus in Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Vav and Beis. The Gemara says that that Klal Yisrael was punished because Shelo Hispidu L'Sha'ol properly. They didn't give a proper Hesped for Shaul HaMelech. So the Shaila is, why not? So the Baalei HaTosis have a couple of approaches. One approach is that they didn't give a Hesped for Shaul because since Shaul was out to kill David HaMelech, they're worried that if they're going to give Shaul a very big hesped, maybe David's people are going to be really upset about the hesped, etc. They didn't realize that David HaMelech, if anything, tried to defend Shaul's honor more than anybody else, right? David was extremely upset when Avner is killed, right? Avner, Shaul's general, David was holy Chacharmita, Midina, Deshas. Again, this is all based on brisker assumptions that people in Tanakh are following what it says in Halacha and the Gemara. So that's one answer. Tosfos's second answer is that for a Gadol Hadar, you have to give a Hesped. Shaul was like a Gadol Hadar, and you have to give a Hesped no matter what. So that's an interesting Tosfos. That Tosfos might be the basis of this Tshuva in the Beis Yaakov, where he discusses that for a Gadol Hadar, that for a Gadol Hadar, perhaps you, what's it called? Perhaps you give a hesped. Today, many people have a practice that even a regular person who's tziva shelo lahaspido, we give some sort of hesped. Now, what's the heter for that? Right, lechaora, that's mamish against Judaism. Right, we pass in. That Shomimlo, we paskin hespedes yakra deshachvi. So it could be that the Pshat says, if you read Se'if Aleph, it says, the mitzvah of Hespedish, Yoram Tolo, Lomar Olav, Dvarim, HaMeshaber, Masalev, De Laharbos, Bechiyo, Lahaskir, Shvachol, etc. Right? Meaning that the goal of a Hesped is to raise your voice in a way that people really cry. Right? Laharbos, Bechiyo. Our Hespedim today are probably not Hespedim. Our Hespedim today come in two forms. One form of a Hesped is that whoever gets up tries to give a pilpul and tries to like show how many Gemaras I know, etc., and connect them to the Nifter. And that's one type of Hesped. Another type of Hesped that people give is they tell stories, right? But it's not really that we're Marbe Bechiyah. It's not really that we're leading people to cry. So maybe that's the heter that we give Hespedim today, even when someone is Tzibah Shlo. It happens today in America, the dinim of not giving a Hesped are trampled, right? During Chodesh Nisan, you're not supposed to give a Hesped. You're not supposed to give a Hesped 30 days before a Yontif. You have a very limited amount of time, right? After Chodesh Nisan is over, right, for 30 days before Shavuos, right? Very limited amount of time when you can't, like math majors, when you give the Hesped. Right? Last night was 16 in Sfira, right? That means we have more than 30 days before Shavuos, right? Today's Rosh Chodesh. So tomorrow, right? Tonight's gonna be 17 in Sfira, right? So you got what? 2 days, right? It's really a very limited number of days that you can give a Hesped between Pesach and Shavuos, meeting the Gemara. I feel like people trample this. They give Hespedim all the time. What's the pshat in that? By the way, I've been to Levayas of Chol HaMoed, where people say, yeah, we're not supposed to give a Hesped, but. So here's the thing. I strongly recommend those who become pulpit rabbis never use that line, because it makes a mockery of halacha. You're not supposed to give a Hesped, but. It's like saying, Nishan Shabbos Garet, but. Right? Nishan Shabbos, I'm not supposed to violate Mecha Chememker, but I sold the car already. You don't do that. That's like making a mockery of halacha. If you want to get up, you feel Me'ezi, you have to give a Hesped, give the Hesped. If you want to know a Heter, Alpi Halacha for what you're doing, so I think the Svara that I said beforehand, that we're not being Marbe B'Bechiyah, we're not encouraging people to cry. The Shach writes that you want to encourage people to cry. If you're Morid and Ma'os, Adam Kosher, so the Bon Shem counts those tears and puts them away, Bebes Genozov, to lead to Mashiach coming. Right? That's what a Hesped is. If you want a Heter for how come we don't listen to the Dinim and Shulchan Aruch today, I think we're understanding Hesped in that way. So, another Cheshbon, why, what's it called? Why we don't listen to people when they say not to give them a Hesped, or why we give Hespedim during times when we're not supposed to, is based on an idea that the Netziv has in the Shuvahs by Kibud Avaim. No? Me'ikar Hadin, if a parent tells you, don't marry this and this girl. So Me'ikar Hadin, there's a discussion about listening to the parents or not. So, Me'ikar HaDin, you don't listen to the parents, right? You have a mitzvah, there are three reasons given the Maharik, but you have a mitzvah to get married. It's the parent tells you to do an aveira, the parent tells you not to do a mitzvah. The covenant of Ribbono Shel Olam is more than the covenant for a parent. So, the halacha really is that you get married, even though a parent says not to get married. However, the Netziv writes in the Tshuva that this is only true if it's just a pesaron and kavod. But sometimes it could be a bizayon for other v'imo. If you marry, again, this usually, it says like in the English books on Kibud Avaim, these are shilohs that only a Rav Mufak should address. I would say these are shilohs that only a Rav who really knows the family situation inside and out should address. But the idea is that there's a difference between the chesaron of kavod and the bizayon. And that might be the pshat and the tesis over there on Daf Mem Vav and the Beis and Sanhedrin. That by not giving the Hesped for Shaul HaMelech, it's a bizayon. So what we're saying is Hesped is Yakra Deshachvi. Hesped is covet. And the person has a right, right? Like by Kibud Avaim, a person has a right to say, I don't want covet. But to be mevaza them, there's no heter to be mevaza the parent, ever. There's no heter to be mevaza the nifter. So in our world, perhaps people will take it as a bezayin if you don't give the hesped. So maybe that's why we give hespedim anyway. Okay. So again, what I would say is as our hespedim are not their types of hespedim, right? It's not ma'ariv b'bechiyah. And another heter is that perhaps there's bezayin if you perhaps there's bezayin if you don't give the hesped to the person. I don't know if the bezayin mahalach would help for Chol HaMoed and Chodesh Nisan, etc. Right? But the bezayin mahalach will help for a person for Mishat Tziva Shelo Yaspidu. Yes, sir. I'm shtelling tzu the nitziv. Right? In other words, the Nitziv makes this point regarding Kibbutz Av, the difference between Bezayin and what's it called? You could learn the Tosfos and Sanhedrin that way. And again, this is Judaism according to me. One of the advantages of being a Rebbe is I get to say whatever I want and you listen. So that's the basic yisod. There's another discussion known Avos also B'Talmud Torah, and Onan is also B'Talmud Torah. Right, and Onan does not have Kashrus Shemitah on Shabbos. We didn't discuss this yesterday, but most assume that Onan is chayiv in those dinim of Simcha if they are in private, certainly. So far, it's also for an Onan's one Torah on Shabbos, no? Right, even though Aninus is not noig on Shabbos, that means that you wear Shabbos clothing, etc. L'chayra, Talmud Torah is also because Kodesh HaMishar M'Sam Pele, it gives Simcha according to that approach in the Ramban, and it's a private thing, so therefore, what's it called? Therefore, the Onan does not learn Torah. So oftentimes, people write their Hesped B'Sha'as Aninus, and many Talmidei Chachamim have published their Hesped that they wrote for a Karov B'Sha'as Aninus. What's the heter for that? Right? You're not supposed to learn Torah. So Chacham Ovadia Yosef in the Chazon Ovadia, I don't remember which page. Oh, page 70, page 270. So Chacham Ovadia writes, in his opinion, the din is just like we say that Ein Omrin B'fnei HaMeis Ela Devarim Shel Meis, that you're not supposed to speak in the presence of a meis unless you're saying stuff. Let's say with the Kavura, stuff that will help the mace, etc. Places at the end of the first Perek in Baba Kama discusses that you're not supposed to say psukim in the presence of a mace unless the psukim are somehow for the covet of a mace. That's why there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch in terms of saying Kaddish, that maybe you shouldn't say Kaddish right next to the kever, maybe you should move the Marchik Dalet Amos to say Kaddish. Right? It could be that the heter of Talmud Torah to prepare a hesped to look up the Gemara here, there, and yonder is also considered a kavanah meis. So it happens that today everyone says Kaddish right near the graveside. No, at a kibbutz you always say Kaddish right near the graveside. What's the heter within Dalet Amos? You're not supposed to do tefillah. So the answer probably is that if something is mamish in a different reshus, the iser doesn't apply. Even if I'm within Dalet Amos or the Nifter, if the Nifter is like in the room and the doors are closed, so the Isser of learning, etc., right, that's what we saw in the Dinim of Aninos, that you're not supposed to eat, etc. But if you have a Mechitza that you establish, so then it is okay. So it could be that our Mesim are buried in a way that they're like in a different Rishos, that they're all the way down. Right? If it's a ki'ilu, they're in a different room, and that's why we say Kaddish right next to the mace. Okay. In
Eretz
Yisrael, they bury above ground oftentimes, yeah, so that would be more of a problem. Then you have to go into the heter that Baba Kama Tazayin has that the Kaddish is considered Dvar Mishal Mace somehow, right? Which is not abundantly clear. Sif Yud. If a person is mitzaveh shelo yasbiduhu, shomim lo. Let's say a person is mitzaveh shelo linhog Avelos of Zion and Shloshim. So the Ramah writes, Ein Shomim Bo. Right? The Ramah says you don't listen to Shiva and Shloshim. Shiva and Shloshim is assumed not to be covered for the mace, it's covered for the chai. And therefore, you don't listen when the mace says, don't do it. You don't listen to the mace. It's considered covered for the chai. And that's why you do it anyway. The Shach writes in those tests that the Avelos of Yud Beis Odash, that's for Kibud Avaim. So if a parent is mitzvah not to keep Avelos of Yud Beis Odash, so then you have to listen to the parents and you don't mekayim Avelos of Yud Beis Odash. Remember when Rabbi Daniel Feldman was in Avelos for his father? So one of the issues that always comes up is going to a chasen of one of your talmidim, etc. What do? You're in Avelos. So Rabbi Feldman told me, he speaks to Rav Schechter about it. Rav Schechter said, I don't understand. Your father wasn't Michael and Avelos at Yud Beis Kodesh for you? Apparently Rav Schechter's father was Michael and Avelos of Yud Beis Kodesh, right? And Rav Schechter, after Shivan Shloshim, it says that Ein Shomim Lo, we assume that's considered Yakra Dechaya, but Yud Beis Kodesh is Yakra Demesi. It's a din of Kibud Avaim that you do Yud Beis Kodesh. That's why it doesn't apply to anyone else. So therefore, a parent can say, I don't want you to keep Yud Beis Kodesh, and that would relax these dinim of not going to chasanas, etc. Now, this idea that Shivan Shloshim is Yakra Dechaya, what the heck does that mean? But it's covered for the guy who's sitting in Shiva.
That's the Kaddish. Say Kaddish.
Staying Kaddish. So looking at Pistay Chuva. So folks out. What? Can you be Malcolm Kaddish? Shouldn't the Pistay Chuva end up Sifbat and Aleph? I'm Shiva's Evan Shohan. Me should see the Shibano. Lo Yomar Kaddish. Shomen Lo. Shomen Lo. In other words, Kaddish is considered Yakra the Shafi. Right? That would be probably the heter to say Kaddish. B'fnei Hames, right? It's Yakra the Shafi. That's what emerges. But Shiban Shleishim is Yakra the Chaya.
Did the Rosh
Hashanah
not say Kaddish that year?
The parent could be mitzvah and not to say Kaddish even during Shiva and Shleishim. The parent could say, don't say Kaddish for me. The parent could be mochal the entire Avelos of Yud Beis Kodesh. But Shiva and Shloshim, they can't be mochel according to the Ramah. Because it's considered Yakra the Chaya.
If Shechter's father said he's mochel on Avelos or Yud Beis Kodesh, does that also include
Kaddish? If Shechter said Kaddish, in other words, he was mochel on that thing. It wasn't in terms of you could go to Kasselos or whatever.
But do you have to write it explicitly?
I don't know. You have to ask Rav Shechter exactly what happened over there. I only know that one story the way I said it over. What does it mean that it's Yakra Dechaya? But it's covered for the person sitting Shiva? What covered is there? So the Pash, this is, the covered means that it would be some sort of, the covered probably means that you're giving covered to the Nifter through the Chai. Meaning to say, you're not giving covered to the Nifter directly, but it would be, it's considered that obviously, Shiva and Shleishim is covered for the Nifter. It's not covered for the people sitting Shiva. But the idea probably is, the Badei HaShulchan works on this very hard somewhere. I have a Maramakom, but I'm not seeing it now. The Badei HaShulchan tries to understand that Yakra Dechaya means that when other people come and they are Menachem Avel, etc. So that's considered giving kavod for, that's considered giving kavod for the people who are sitting, and consequently you're getting kavod for the Nifter also, but it's not direct kavod for the Nifter, it's kavod for the Chayim. That's the way the Ramah Paskin. So it's considered kavod for the Chayim. The Reb Kiva Eger over here, however, asks Akasha. In Shindem Hey, there's a din that ma'abed atma ledas. So any dover that's what covered hachayim. We do. But deen that the nifter, you don't do. Someone commits suicide, so you don't do stuff that's l'kavod the nifter. He doesn't deserve any kavod. But we do things which are kavod l'chayim. Do you sit Shiva for Ma'abes HaAtzmo L'das or not? That's my focus between the Ramban and the Ramban. Ramban is Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Ramban is on page 83 in the Torah Sa'adam. That the Rambam says that you do, the Rambam says you don't sit Shiva. And the Ramban says that you tear Kriya. The Shach actually quotes the Ramban precisely that the Avelim tear Kriya. One could say that the Rambam and the Ramban are not disagreeing, that the Ramban just says that they tear Kriya, but maybe you don't sit Shiva. One could say there's no machlokes, but if you read the Ramban on page 83 in the Toras Ha'odom, it's very clear that he is disagreeing with the Ramban. Right? The Ramban says, by the way, I'm disagreeing with the Ramban. So it's like pretty clear. So what emerges from that din? What emerges from that din is that we, first of all, the Piskei Tshuva quotes in the Chasam Sofer that the Ramban says that Avelim are Kayin and therefore they do sit Shiva. And the Piskei Tshuva writes in the Chasam Sofer that the Kavod, the Mishpacha, Mifu'ara, so you're allowed to follow the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch does not follow the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch says that you don't sit Shiva, etc., follows the Rambam. But the Chasam Sofer says, "What kavod mishpacha mefu'ara," so you're allowed to follow the Ramban. Now, one second. This question is l'cha'ora the same question that the Ramah addressed. That is Shiva Shloshim, is that Yakra Dechaya, or is it Yakra Deshachvi? If it's Yakra Dechaya, right, that's what the Ramah Paskins and Shin Dalad meant. That the parent is mitzava, someone's mitzava, don't do shiva and shloshim, ein shomen lo, right? Ein shomen lo means it's not due to the nifter, it's not yakr d'shachvin, it's yakr d'chaya. So if it's yakr d'chaya, you should sit shiva. Yet in shin mem hei, we assume that you don't sit shiva by the ma'abedas hatzmo adas. So the Eir over here works very hard on this kasha. He works very hard on the kasha. It's a very hard kasha to answer. It seems to be a stira between the Ramah here in Shin Dalet Mem and the Din in Shin Mem Hei about Abedus Atzmo Adas. The Badei HaShulchan works very hard to try to answer the kasha. He says that maybe the Shiva and Shleishim is some sort of mitzvah. It's not kavod for anybody. Again, I don't fully understand it, so I'd rather leave it as a kasha than give an answer which I don't understand. Emir Tashem, on Sunday, I hope there's a little more to finish up in Shin Dalet Mem and then Shin Mem Hey, and then I think what comes next is Shin Mem Tes. I think that's the next thing on the syllabus. Okay, gentlemen, you should have a good Shabbos, a wonderful day, and lots of bracha and hatzlacha and nachas.